here's a story from The World.
Next, we head to the West African nation of Guinea, where pressure is mounting on the leaders of a military coup there. More than a week ago, soldiers in the mineral-rich country ousted their president, Alpha Condé. The soldiers, it turns out, belong to a unit that was being trained by the U.S. military, which has called the coup inconsistent with U.S. military training. The former president is now in jail, and Guinea's neighbors are calling for the coup leaders to restore constitutional order. Writer Howard French has a long connection to Guinea. He's a former New York Times correspondent in West Africa. Howard French spoke on Friday with The World's Marco Werman about the coup and the connection he sees to the country's first post-independence president.
Why did soldiers in Guinea overthrow the president?
Condé's popularity and legitimacy had both crumbled in the last nearly year because he rejiggered the constitution in ways that allowed him to seek and win a third term. And the perception of Guineans that he was a good steward of the economy and of the national welfare was not particularly good to begin with. And that invited, I think, a challenge from the military. Not too much is known about the new supposedly interim government. What we do know is that at the sort of regional and continental level, both a regional economic organization called ECOWAS and the African Union are beginning to mobilize to put pressure on Guinea to restore constitutional rule. I personally don't think that that's likely to get the military to put Condé back in office, but it may force the military to concede to relatively early new elections.
So Guinea stands out in post-independence West Africa. It was dictator Ahmed Sékou Touré, who was admired by some in neighboring countries, but also deeply feared in Guinea. Who was Sékou Touré and what did he represent?
Sékou Touré is this character with a fascinating deep family background, the great-grandson of one of the final and greatest holdouts against European imperialism, a man named Samori Touré. And Sékou Touré, the first president of Guinea, came up in very grass-level trade unionism and rose to take a leading role in Guinean pre-independence politics and then parlayed that into becoming the leader of the country at independence in 1958 under very dramatic circumstances.
So Sékou Touré ran Guinea with an iron fist, but you met Guineans abroad who, despite Sékou Touré's brutality, long had respect for him. What was that about?
Guinea then was close to the height of the oppressiveness under Sékou Touré, and I was just impressed by a thread that ran through lots of the conversations back then from people, young people whose families had fled Sékou Touré's rule, who nonetheless had bought into a particular type of economic nationalism in which he said, it's better to be poor than to be under the thumb of foreign oppressors who are just going to send their companies in to rob us. Guinea was and remains one of the world's most mineral-rich countries. And Sékou Touré had never really done much to grant big concessions to foreign mineral companies. And these exiles that I was meeting said that they admired this side of Guinea. So this thought stuck with me and it came back to me as I watched Alpha Condé, the president who has just been overthrown, renegotiate mining deals with Western and other Chinese mining companies and try to get that sector going again. I think when we spoke at the outset of the interview, you wonder why Condé had been overthrown. I think another reason is that although he had opened the economy up to foreign companies, the living standards of Guineans had not really improved very much. And so this is almost, in a tragic way, a kind of fulfillment of the prophecy of Sékou Touré, that it's better to endure poverty if the alternative is to be robbed blind and not to see your condition improve.
But does that moral claim to Guinea's sovereignty that Sékou Touré so defended, what do you think that worldview means to the soldiers who are now in charge today in Conakry?
Well, actually, I don't completely buy into this moral claim by Sékou Touré. I think there's a middle way. There's something in between being a closed-off economy and a completely open economy where it's just the Wild West and mining companies pay whatever bribes they can manage to pay and get these highway robber kind of deals. I think that the challenge for this military group or the people who are going to follow them, who hopefully will be civilians, is to try to find a way onto that middle path.
Howard French is the author of Born in Blackness, Africa, Africans, and the Making of the Modern World, 1471 to the Second World War. He was speaking with the world's Marco Werman.